and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Biden is considering preemptive pardons for perceived enemies of President-elect Donald Trump, who has threatened retribution or legal prosecution. CBS News senior White House and political correspondent Ed O'Keefe says targeted critics could include Dr. Anthony Fauci and former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
In recent days, Democratic lawmakers have suggested President Biden should use his ability to pardon people by issuing preemptive pardons for these critics. Others have suggested the president should ensure that hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans wrongly caught up in the justice system should also seek pardons.
Police in New York City have released photos of a person they'd like to question in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO. CBS's Anna Schechter.
CBS News obtained new video of the suspect exiting the subway at 57th Street in Midtown Manhattan, just a few blocks from where he carried out the attack. He's seen wearing the backpack that he is wearing at the time of the attack.
Police say the killer scrawled words like deny and defend on his shell casings. There have been no reports of major damage or injuries after a magnitude 7 earthquake off the shore of Northern California. KCBS Radio's Mike DeWall talked to people who felt the ground shake.
This business owner near San Francisco's Marina District sent employees to higher ground.
Everybody panicked a little bit, and we decided to close the store.
The potential for a tsunami also stirring the curiosity of others.
I was scared, but I was also really interested. And, you know, I've never seen a tsunami. I've seen them on TV.
The quake struck in an area where three tectonic plates meet. South Korea's ruling party leader now says President Sun Yuk-sol should be removed from power for declaring martial law. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
South Korea's ruling party leadership had opposed President Yoon Sung-yeol's impeachment, but has now conceded it's necessary to suspend him to stop him from repeating this week's radical actions.
South Korea's defense ministry has suspended three senior commanders involved in the martial law operation, which deployed troops to parliament. The rebuilt Notre Dame Cathedral will reopen this weekend.
I'm Vicky Barker in Paris. 5 years ago, I stood here watching Notre Dame Cathedral burn. Now, this emblem of the French nation is once again reopening to worshipers and tourists. It only took the work of close to 1,000 laborers, both on site and in artisanal workshops across France. And it's finishing on time and under budget.
There will be an inaugural mass at the cathedral on Sunday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Lions win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Ford Field in Detroit, where the Lions beat the Packers again last night, this time 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell gambling on fourth down and converting to kick the winning field goal, leaving no time on the clock for Green Bay to score.
I just felt like we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believed we could get that. I believed we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line, and they came through for us.
The Packers fall to 9-4. Could they face the Lions again here in Detroit in the playoffs? Quarterback Jordan Love.
That's one thing that we just got to continue to take it a week at a time, like we always talk about. Obviously, we got a couple games left here, and we're trying to finish on the right note and win out these last couple games and handle business, take it one game at a time, and obviously we'll see what happens postseason time.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College hoops, Marquette host Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30 at Five Serve Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have a new show that they say will be as unforgettable as the first show they did together called, who cares? The duo is collaborating again for Peacock's new show, Paris and Nicole, The Encore. The short 3-episode series drops December 12th on Peacock. Following in the footsteps of Ross and Rachel, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are on a break after dating for a year due to rumors of infidelity on the part of Keoghan, who apparently has been hooking up with a TikToker, probably someone who got famous lip-syncing Carpenter songs. The influencer's name is Becky Hill, and she has 4 million followers on OnlyFans, which is somehow 5 million more than I have. People assume infidelity is the reason they split, but maybe Carpenter finally saw Saltburn and hasn't stopped vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the middle single digits. We'll have a light west wind. That breeze will pick up a bit on Friday. West to northwest winds up around 20 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the low to mid 20s. Currently 8 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We'll break down all things in the news and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, this Thursday night. As we broadcast live from downtown Green Bay, what is going on with my voice? Conrad, I've got something happening here.
Okay.
Take over. I got to go home.
Welcome to Nightlight.
Oh, God, is that how I sound? Welcome to the show, folks. Wherever you're joining us from in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, it's great because we are broadcasting statewide from downtown Green Bay here at City Deck Landing on a very wintry night here in Wisconsin. Very getting into the Christmas spirit. There's no snow on the ground here. And I had to do our one-year anniversary show yesterday from the confines of my home office because there was so much snow on the ground. I bet we got 5 inches, but it was like we got some and then it tapered off. I shoveled. I went in to work on the show. I opened my curtain and it was a whiteout. So that stayed. We have snow now in northeast Wisconsin, in Marinette. And we got a couple days in the 40s next week. I hope it melts. I do not want that stuff around. It's troubling. But anyway, it all worked out. And last night's show was really fun. Did you think it came off okay, Conrad? It was a success, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun.
We got a lot of love from our colleagues at Civic Media, a lot of friends on social media. Thank you all for tuning in yesterday, for however long you listened, or even if you didn't listen and sent well wishes anyway. It is much, much appreciated. As are your likes and follows on social media. So thank you for supporting Nightlight. We start year two tonight. And we've got a great show to do that. We've got a couple of our staples here. It is it is Thursday night, so that means it's our popcorn pick of the week. We will do that at 6:35 with Faith Flynn from Caribou Coffee. She will make the popcorn pick of the week and talk to us a little bit about coffee. Do you have you tried the Caribou Coffee?
I love Caribou Coffee.
Me too. And you know what? I'm not like one of those people. I'll only eat something or drink something if it's from Wisconsin, but I think it's from Minnesota. I think that's where their headquarters is.
Oh, yeah.
But it's dynamite.
It's great, so good. Coffee. So good.
I was excited when I found out that Faith was coming on the show and where she works. So we'll talk about coffee. She'll make a popcorn pick of the week. And then at 7:05, our pal Logan Rogie from Travel Wisconsin will drop by and tell us some really cool things going on in our state over the next few weeks as we get closer to Christmas. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, Christmas, Wisconsin is like, to me, it's like the summer state. When I was a kid, I used to come up here to vacation, and it just always resonated with me. I just thought of Wisconsin when I thought of summer, which is fantastic. I also equate Wisconsin with Christmas. We have such a great Christmas state because we get some snow, the weather gets cold, which is fine for Christmas, but it's perfect. So that is coming up. Logan is going to tell us about what we can do, some things going on around the state at 7:05 to make Wisconsin feel even more Christmassy and help put you in the Christmas mood. And then at 7:20, our old pal, he's not old, he's very young. He's almost as young as you.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's an old friend now. Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning News Show. He's the co-anchor here in Green Bay. He will be here at 7:20-ish
and we'll catch up with Logan. We have to find out about Emmys. We know he won an Emmy last year. We want to talk to him about pickleball, maybe some Christmas movies, figure out what he's watching. Emerson is a great connoisseur of TV. And if he can race, I know he's a big racing fan too. We don't know if he'll be able to do that over the winter or if he moves that indoors or what, but we'll talk about all of that at 7:20. Do you know the answer to any of those?
Well, I know pickleball is a year-round sport for him.
Right.
You can play. You can easily play it inside. So I know he'll continue doing that.
Yeah.
And doing tournaments, you know?
Pickleball is big in the inner cities. You got inner city kids walking around with their paddles and their wiffle balls looking for pickup games. It will help propel them to the professional. I've only played pickleball outside. I've never played indoor pickleball.
I've only played pickleball inside.
Well, we would be a formidable duo. Honestly, my mom introduced me to the sport about 12 years ago, and my parents' driveway was perfect. So when we would come back to visit, they would have pickleball set up. And I was like, what the heck is this crazy sport? And now I feel like she was kind of ahead of the curve because it is everywhere now. And Emerson is not just a casual pickleball player. He's like, I've seen pictures he's posted on Facebook. Like, he takes it seriously. Like, get out of this guy's way, right?
Yeah. He takes it serious. He
bunch of blue hairs, back off. Emerson's coming. So, no, he's very good at it too, as I understand. So that'll be a fun conversation. We'll talk to Emerson at 7:20. So there's a fun show guest-wise. It's also, I don't know what it is about today, but I feel like maybe now that the anniversary show is over, I kind of feel like we are in the throes of the holiday season because our first weekend between Thanksgiving and Christmas is here, basically. It's tomorrow. And I feel like the holidays are here. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and what we have to do to prepare and, you know, what we have to do. I was going to go to the question, but Conrad's busy. He's up and down answering phones. It's like, I feel like he's a Time Life operator right now. So we'll do that. And then, oh God, someone's coming. Okay. So, and then I have to tell you guys this. This is kind of funny. This happened today. I'm trying to book an actor on the show named Glenn Morshower. He's a great actor. He was in 24. He's one of those actors where if you saw his face, you would know him. And Glenn is a really talented guy. So my sister Julie is friends with him. And she's like, hey, how about Glenn on the show? I'm like, that's great. So she sets us up in a text. She introduces us. Glenn says, I could maybe do next Wednesday. Otherwise, we'd have to push to January. I'm like, that's fine. So today, right before I got down, I got on the floor to do yoga. I thought, I'll text Glenn back quick to see if he can do next Wednesday. So I text him. I send the text, and then I hit record, and I recorded myself doing yoga for 21 minutes. I'm not really saying anything, but I use a YouTube channel, a woman named Sarah Beth, who's great, who does yoga on YouTube. She's got all these different videos, and I just kind of follow along, and I do yoga in my own living room. Well, I recorded that, and then I opened my phone when I was done. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh my God, I got a voice file. And that happens once in a while. I accidentally make a voice file and I just delete it. Today, I accidentally hit send. So this actor, this accomplished actor who I don't know that well, who my sister knows, gets this recording of me just doing yoga. Probably hears deep breathing and this woman, the yoga teacher's voice talking. And I thought I deleted it quick enough, but I got a text from my sister and she says, you know, you sent this audio file to me and Glenn. And I was like, I did? I said, I thought I deleted it in time. And she goes, no, it's just this woman's voice doing yoga. So I didn't erase it quick enough. So this guy who barely knows me is getting a video or an audio file of me doing yoga. That's not so unforgivable, is it? I mean, people do yoga. And my sister, she goes, hey, Pete, at least you're being healthy. And I was like, well, no, I was eating a Big Mac at the same time. But this guy's probably like, how tech challenged is this radio host, Pete Schwabe, who sends me a 21-minute clip of his yoga teacher just talking? So we'll have to overcome that. That will be something when Glenn does finally come on the show. We'll have some laughs talking about that. Big game tonight. But before we get to that, are you good? What's going on?
I just got a
You got a pizza in the oven or something? You're like bopping up and down. I'm trying to get to the question of the night. What's going on? Are we okay?
Well, this is for the popcorn pick of the week. I'm just, you know.
Oh, no. She's not. Is she coming in person?
No.
Oh, okay.
But there's no surprises.
There's no surprises. Is this going to? Okay.
There is surprises.
Oh, in a good way.
Yes.
Okay. I've already surprised someone today by sending them a 20-minute yoga file over the phone. So I'll have to. All right. So before we get to a little Packer Lions talk, I know Conrad is chomping at the bit, probably wanting to talk about that. We have to do our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What do you dread the most about the holidays? We're pretty positive on this show most of the time. I love the holidays. But I feel like we're kind of in it now. This is the first weekend coming up. Pre-Christmas weekend, post-Thanksgiving weekend. What do you dread the most about the holidays? Because we're only human. We love the lights and the Christmas and or the Christmas trees, and maybe you go to midnight mass. I don't know what it is, but what do you dread the most? I'll start. Christmas shopping. I'm so bad at Christmas shopping. I don't like doing it. And here's how bad I am. I don't even like doing it online, which you can do while you're watching TV or doing other things. I could do it right now if I wanted to. Point and click. I still hate doing it. I'm a terrible gift getter. Unless I get like a... someone tells me what to get them. And that's what I do because I want people to be happy. When I get them a gift, I want them to be happy. I don't want to say, here, I think you need this. Here, here's an ab roller. Or here's a Peloton. And I don't have the kind of money where I can buy my wife a pickup truck. I could get her like a 76 Ford Maverick. But I don't know who these couples are on TV buying each other trucks. I guess if you can do it, do it. What do you dread the most about the holidays? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know what you dread the most about the holidays. You can also let us know on the app. Very easy to text. Just click the text icon, no matter what station you're listening on, because we are on statewide, and you'll get us immediately, and we'll read it on the radio. You can also text us on the stream if you're watching on Twitter or Facebook or the WGBW. Is it the WGBW Twitter site?
Yeah.
Okay. Or WISS. And people can watch, like, on the other stations around the states, YouTube channels, right?
Yep.
All right, so any station you're watching on over YouTube, just let us know what you think. What do you dread the most about the holidays? We're going to have a little bit of Packer and Lion talk when we come back. They're playing tonight, but don't tune in to them until after Nightlight, right?
Exactly.
See if we can keep people entertained. Also, it's bathtub party day. We'll dip our toe into that. See what I do with that? When we come back, and we have a very special movie trailer we're going to play, a new Lifemark movie. They're playing Christmas movies all month, and we'll show you what we did. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tonight, a smash of Mercedes-Benz. First we run, and then we laugh till we cry. But when the night is falling, you can't.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Alball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Still got balloons left over in the studio from yesterday, even though I didn't make it in for the anniversary show. And there was that big one hanging that was on the camera. I don't know what Conrad is doing. He's been on the phone the entire show. Going to the text line, we have our question tonight is, what do you dread the most about the holidays? That's our question tonight, 855-752-4842. Let's get into some of these texts. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. And friends, good evening, Sherry. She switched to the Santa and Christmas tree emojis, which I like. That helps put me in the spirit. Eric from Lodi says, wrapping gifts, shopping is a close second. I said mine was shopping. And you know what? Now that he mentions wrapping gifts, that might be a tie for first. I am not a good rapper either. I can't rap and I can't rap. Joe from the 715 says, definitely the weather and cold, also lack of sunlight. Joe is dealing with some serious, it just sounds like you don't like winter, Joe, but that's a great text. I'm kind of with you there too. Sherry from Horicon says, this Christmas was wonderful and blessed. My mom passed this month peacefully. My daughter is getting married at the Capitol on December 21st. That's pretty cool. Then the rush of Christmas. Then the next week is my students' Christmas recital, January 4th. Wow, Sherry, you've got a busy month. And it sounds like you're totally in the Christmas mood, which is fantastic. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. She doesn't sound like she dreads anything, though. Eric says, you're not making a sequel to The Godfather of Green Bay, are you? I will if you write me a check, Eric. How about we do that? Keep those texts coming. What are you dreading the most about Christmas or the Christmas season? We have to get Conrad's answer too. If you ever, he's making long distance calls. I think he's like calling old relatives. We got a phone call? Oh yeah, put him through. Who is it? What the hell is happening here? We have our movie trailer coming up too, folks, in just a minute or two. You're not going to want to miss that. It's Lifemark Network. We cut the trailer for a new movie on Lifemark. We're going to play that momentarily. First, we're going to take a call. Who do we have, Conrad?
Cindy from Appleton.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well. Great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, this is what I dread for the holidays, especially the Christmas and the New Year's, is the weather. Because I remember many a nights when I was really dressed up for a New Year's Eve party, and it was 30 below zero with the wind chill. So that's the kind of stuff I don't look forward to with this kind of holiday stuff, because the weather's... be so icky.
You know, honestly, Cindy, those days are few and far between, but when they happen, I find myself thinking, and as much as I love the Midwest, I'm happy to be from here. I'm happy to live here now, but I think, why did my ancestors locate here in a place where it can get that damn cold?
Yep.
I'm with you. That's a great call. Yep. Thanks so much, Cindy.
Yep.
Have a great night. You too. So Cindy is with Joe. It's the weather, the darkness. Conrad, what are you dreading the most about Christmas?
I'm trying. You have to come back to me. All right. I've been trying to think of this, and I love Christmas, you know?
This Same.
Is my favorite holiday, so it's hard to pick.
But not everything is great. It does bring stress.
It does. I'll say this. Not sleeping in my own bed.
Where are you going?
I can't have it at my place, obviously, because...
Oh, okay.
It's an apartment for, one guy. So, yeah, it's...
So, what are you going back to Florida?
No.
Oh, okay.
But go to my brother's. Another family, too.
Isn't your brother live in Green Bay?
Appleton.
Oh, okay. Well, you could. You don't have to. You don't have to bunk there.
It's not the same thing, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
You have a couple of drinks too. Don't want to.
Oh yeah,
go on the road either.
He is the lovable producer Conrad, and he's a very good citizen.
That is true.
That makes sense. Your own bed. A lot of people travel for the holidays. I get that. For me, it's shopping. I hate it, but I'm also with Eric. I don't like to wrap prep. I mean, I do it. It's not silly to complain about it, but it's not something I usually leave it till the last minute. So, all right, we have a segment we're doing here on the show all month. We are going to release a new movie trailer, one a week. It's our own personal network we created called the Life Mark Network, and we're going to be promoting movies to play on said network all month. And we have our first installment tonight. It's a very special film. I hope you enjoy it. Life Mark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, The Christmas Shoes.
The holiday spirit is alive in the little town of Port Denmark, Wisconsin. The picturesque streets are lined with Christmas lights and good cheer. And Christmas cheer is teeming in the people of Port Denmark and in a very special pair of shoes.
Honey, these shoes were handed down from your great-grandmother to your grandmother to me, and now I'm giving them to you. We've all met the love of our lives while we were wearing the Christmas shoes. And if you're wearing them when you're proposed to, your marriage will be full of love and romance and prosperity. You and Derek are so good together. If Derek doesn't propose, I don't want it to be because you weren't wearing the Christmas shoes. Oh, sweetheart, he would be a fool to let you go. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Mom.
This Christmas, feel the love of the Christmas shoes playing all month long on LifeMark. Very well done. Conrad, great work. You have serious acting chops. I just want to say, it was Conrad playing the son who is to marry Derek. But the best thing is, here's what we did. When we were putting the trailer together, Conrad tried to make his voice very deep. And try to imitate what you did. We didn't use this take when you say thanks, Mom, but this is what it sounded like.
How did I do it again?
Okay, I'll do it. You went, thanks, Mom. You sounded like Peter Boyle in Young Frankenstein when he sings Put On the Hit, so they get to him. When you're blue, life's it. A fashion sense. When on the race. And I laughed my butt off, but we went with a different take, but it was very funny. And Conrad picked fantastic music for that. So thank you, Todd and Amanda and Conrad, the WGBW players. We'll be bringing you a new trailer all month here on Nightlight as we get closer to Christmas. Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I dread doing Christmas cards as it takes a long time. I enjoy the Cap Times article about you. Thank you, Anna. Thank you for reading it, and thank you for the nice words. And, there's a lot of stuff about Christmas, because I don't like... We stopped doing cards years ago. They take forever. Yeah. They're expensive to send out. You got to track down addresses. The people that still do them, I have the utmost respect for. We stopped a while ago. We send out, electronic stuff. But great text. Keep them coming. What do you dread the most about this Christmas season? When we come back, it's our popcorn pick of the week. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is weighing preemptive pardons to people President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to go after.
People like Anthony Fauci, who coordinated the federal government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, who became a prominent critic of former President Trump, calling him a fascist.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe. No major damage or injuries have been reported after an offshore magnitude 7 earthquake rocked Northern California. Angie Chavez was working at a restaurant in Rio Del.
I'm losing my balance because of the swaying motion of the earthquake. And with refrigerator doors swinging open back and forth right in front of me, I'm having to dodge all the bottles and merchandise that's falling out of there.
In France, Disneyland Paris is putting on a fireworks and drone show to celebrate this weekend's reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral. Michael Wallace, CBS News Brief.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Lions win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Ford Field in Detroit, where the Lions beat the Packers again last night, this time 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell gambling on fourth down and converting to kick the winning field goal, leaving no time on the clock for Green Bay to score.
I just felt like we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believe we could get that. I believe we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line, and they came through for us.
The Packers fall to 9-4. Could they face the Lions again here in Detroit in the playoffs? Quarterback Jordan Love.
That's one thing that we just got to continue to take it a week at a time, like we always talk about. Obviously, we got a couple games left here, and you know, we're trying to finish on the right note and win out these last couple games and handle business, take it one game at a time, and obviously, we'll see what happens postseason time.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College hoops, Marquette host Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30 at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Nothing to See Here news, superstar Taylor Swift was named the number one most streamed artist on Spotify for 2024, according to Variety. That makes 2 years in a row for the pop icon. Swift songs pulled almost 27 billion streams. She was off to a good start when her album Tortured Poets Society racked up 300 million streams in one day and a billion in the first week. When playing a legendary character as the lead in a movie, it is probably a huge vote of confidence to get the person who you are portraying's endorsement. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. Dylan recently took to social media to say that he is sure that Chalamet will be completely believable in the role. If Dylan had actually said those words, it would have sounded like Chalamet. Chalamet is already getting Oscar buzz for his portrayal as Dylan, A Complete Unknown, opens Christmas Day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 25. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 14. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 40. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media sports guru Mike Clemens, Lisa O'Hearn from the Sister Bay Historical Society, and it's a bar band Friday night. So Terry Barr joins the show with great music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. You got Nightlight, folks. I'm Pete Schwabba. the lovable producer Conrad riding shotgun tonight. We've got great guest. Emerson Lehman will be here at 7:20 in studio. He is the morning show host of the WBAY Morning News. Logan Rogie joins us at 7:05 to tell us what we should be doing in our beautiful state that is teeming with Christmas and Christmas spirit as usual. It's beautiful here. We've already got snow in Marinette. I don't know what it's like where you are, but Logan will tell us of some really cool events happening around the state. That's at 7:05. Right now, Conrad, what time of the week is it?
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
This is exciting. I love this time of the week because we get to learn about our guest and what our guest does and what kind of movies they watch when they lay their Popcorn Pick of the Week on us. And this week, it is my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome Faith Flynn to the program. She works for Caribou Coffee. And I love Caribou Coffee, Faith. I don't have a problem telling you that. I'm not sucking up. It's great coffee. Welcome to Nightlight.
Thank you for having me, and I love to hear it.
Yeah, I bet you do. Are you, like, you kind of have to say you like it. I'm sure even if you didn't, you'd say you did, but it's great coffee.
Well, yeah, half the reason I took my job is because I love Caribou Coffee, so.
Wait, now hold on. Be honest. Did you really drink Caribou Coffee before you went to work for Caribou Coffee?
I did. Actually, when I went to college, it was one of the first coffee shops that I ever went to. I went to UW-Madison, and it was right on State Street. It was connected to an Einstein Bros bagels, and it was one of the first coffee shops I studied in. So
that's so cool.
Can say I love it.
Well, we have a couple here in Green Bay. They're great. Yeah. It's great to have you. How are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. We have fun every night here. We talk about movies and TV and comedy and music and kind of whatever tickles our fancy. And tonight, I just realized before you came on the show, and Conrad can back me up on this, we've had people in to talk about cigars, whiskey, all kinds of these sort of novelty products. We really have not had much coffee talk. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you some questions about coffee.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. So what kind of coffee do you drink? Do you go for the medium roast? I just learned recently, Faith, that I always thought the darker roast was stronger. But correct me if I'm wrong, medium roast has more caffeine than dark roast. Is that true?
Yeah, typically, like, the lighter the roast is, the more potent the caffeine is in it.
Okay. Because I always thought, you always hear people have espresso after dinner or in the middle of the afternoon. I was like, why are they, like, I always thought espresso was like a shot of Mountain Dew or something, but it's really not that. It's just meant to give you a little bit of a boost, not quite a full cup of, like, light roasted coffee.
I mean, espresso does definitely still give you that boost. Like, I will tell you that. We do what we call boosted. If you add an espresso shot to any of our drinks, it'll give you that extra boost.
That'll make you run a marathon.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I heard recently that the head coach of the Detroit Lions shows up every day to work with two venti coffees or large coffees. I don't know if he gets them from Starbucks or somewhere else, but then he has three shots of espresso put in each.
Wow. That is a lot. Have you jittering?
This guy's not going to be around long, right?
Might need to get his heart checked.
Okay.
But I can't say that I've never done that, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. I've never gone that crazy. But what kind of coffee do you go for? Like, let's say you're going into work, you want a cup of coffee. How do you order it, and what kind do you order?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big, like, latte fan, especially during, like, the winter months. I like a hotter drink. During summer, I like an iced drink. Usually I'm kind of plain Jane. I like a vanilla latte.
Okay.
But like during the fall, I really liked our Honeycrisp Apple espresso shaker, which was really great.
Wow.
And right now we have a cranberry espresso shaker that I really like. Really like those iced drinks. That's kind of but sometimes when it's really cold, I'll have to switch to the hot just to warm my hands up a little bit. If I'm going plain Jane, probably medium roast. I take like just a little bit of creamer and probably like one sugar.
See, that's interesting because I'm the exact opposite. Like, I like hot coffee definitely in the winter months, but even in the summer, I like a hot cup of coffee first thing in the morning. I like the cold, you know, the iced coffees too, but I always start at least with hot coffee. What do you, Faith, that last sentence, I just want you to know, I bored myself. So you don't have to laugh at everything. Not every Conrad, right? I mean, sometimes I just try to make a point. They can't all be gold, right?
No, I guess not.
Okay, very good. So Faith, where does the name Caribou come from? Do you know like how Caribou got its name or why they named it after that? I mean, that's a moose, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not quite sure exactly why they landed on Caribou, but it could be because we are based out of Minnesota. So definitely just that like Northwoods vibe and culture.
Yeah.
Is kind of what makes Caribou great, but I'm not quite sure why they landed on like Caribou specifically.
Okay.
I think it really encompasses where we come from and what we sit like, just the Midwest coffee shop, you know?
Sure. And it does give this kind of that vibe of like you're out in the wilderness, it's a chilly day, you're about to take an animal down with your bare hands, and you just want a nice hot cup of coffee first, right?
Absolutely. I agree.
So where are you from? Are you a native Minnesotan?
No, actually, I am originally from the Green Bay area. I now am based out of Madison. Still, I kind of service all of the Wisconsin area. I'm the field marketing specialist.
Nice. That's a good gig. Madison's great. Do you love it there?
I do. I really do love it there. I miss home, but Madison's kind of the...
Do you get up here to visit much, up to Northeast Wisconsin?
I do, especially more so now that we're, you know, opening a few more stores in that area. But I visit, my parents are still there all the time. So
what are the chances that we're going to get a Caribou in Marinette?
I cannot say for sure. I know that we are still growing all over Wisconsin. So there is a chance. But at the current moment in time, I don't think there's any plans right now, but maybe in the future.
I'm not trying to pressure you. But we recently got a Noodles and Company and an Arby's. We did lose the Applebee's. That's a loss. But
dang it.
I know. But there is a Starbucks there. And if I was in the coffee game, I would consider Starbucks. I don't hate Starbucks, but there's a lot of other better coffees. Like, they're just everywhere. And when one came to Marinette, I thought, okay, if we can have a Starbucks, we can have a Caribou. So I'm on board. If you need me to help make this happen somehow, I don't know how I can do that, but let me know, okay?
Yeah, well, your wants have been heard. I will do what I can do.
Run that up the flagpole and see. I'm not expecting to hear back from the CEO anytime soon, but it's just a note, a consumer concern.
I'll drop him your number.
I appreciate that. So apparently, Conrad, what happened? Faith was trying to send us some products. That's a great guest right there. We didn't ask for anything like that, but we appreciate that you tried to get us some Caribou products. But what happened, Conrad?
I'm not really sure, to be honest, but we do appreciate the sentiment behind it.
We got an Uber Eats driver, I think, that, I don't know, he probably delivered the coffee samples to the haberdashery down the street. And all the guys that are selling hats are going, well, this is great. Thank you. Where did this come from? So, but we appreciate you making the effort to send us some free swag.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry that it didn't reach you. Hopefully we'll be able to send you some stuff in the future. Because, if you like our product, obviously it would have been a great surprise.
I definitely do. No pressure, though. It's just great to have you on the show. But let's turn our talk to movies. We're getting close to your popcorn pick of the week. I'm excited to hear what movie you can recommend. But before we get there, do you have a snack, Faith, that you like to eat when you're watching a movie or binge watching a TV show, whether it's popcorn or even a cup of coffee?
I mean, definitely have to have the popcorn. But I think just to preface the movie that I will be picking, I think our Ho-Ho Mint Mocha will definitely tie the vibes together, especially during the Christmas season, because I'm going to recommend a Christmas movie.
Oh, nice.
In the sense of the holidays.
Okay, no spoiler alerts, but I kind of assume that's the route you were going, because that sounds like a delicious... So you do the popcorn... And that's your coffee for the particular movie that you'll be recommending. But what do you do? Candy during a movie? What else do you do?
I mean, if I'm going to theaters, definitely like a slushy.
Nice.
A little sweetness in there. But usually I'm just straight up popcorn. Like that's my go-to.
Yeah, old school. All right. And then what do you have a typical genre of movie you like, Faith? Like what is your kind of favorite genre?
Oh, I mean, all over the place. I do like a good fantasy movie. Like, I actually listened to your last week's segment, Lord of the Rings. That was a great pick. Hobbit, stuff like that. But I also am a big fan of rom-coms. I do love the Christmas season just for all the, the cheesy Hallmark movies. Like, anything with Ryan Reynolds in it, too. Like,
oh, okay. Well, that's a great. Did you happen to hear our trailer we just played before we brought you on?
I did not. No.
Okay, Conrad. Maybe after we get Faith's pick, we can replay that so she has something to look forward to. We got a text here from one of our regulars, Faith. Steady Eddie says, "Pete, I can accept Caribou Coffee doing the popcorn pick of the week. I understand there are only so many popcorn sellers in the world." Well, that is true, much less Wisconsin. He says, "What I am proposing, Pete, is that Caribou Coffee team up with a popcorn maker and develop and sell a Caribou Coffee flavored caramel corn."
Oh, that would be so amazing.
That might work, right?
Yeah, I mean, we use like real caramel in all of our drinks, so we have caramel. Like, it would make sense to somehow come up with a caramel corn
coffee.
Using the caramel that we source. So that sounds amazing.
I'm seeing a lot of alliteration here. Caramel corn caribou coffee. I love it.
Advertising gold right there.
That's right. And then Steady Eddie somehow manages to make this text political, says, as Joe Biden would say, "I'm being serious here. No joke. Please run my idea past your guest." Well, I just did, Steadfast Edward. Thank you very much for the text, Eddie. I think you started something there, and maybe Steady Eddie should get a taste of the profits if it comes to that. But we'll let Faith work that out if it comes to fruition.
You're sending me with a lot of homework today.
That's right. Well, you'll have to come in person sometime because I could tell. I love that you love movies, and I love that you love coffee. So I think you'd be a fun guest. So let's keep in touch after this interview for sure. Conrad, I think we're ready for our popcorn pick of the week. Faith, stand by. This is Faith Flynn from Caribou Coffee with a popcorn pick of the week. Lay it on us.
I know it's going to be a little bit of a cliche, but Elf.
Oh, that's not cliche. That's a great movie. Listen, that's become a favorite, more so a favorite than some of the classics, actually.
Is a classic. I grew up watching that. So,
well, there you go. And what is your favorite kind of coffee again? Say that again. What you like when you watch Elf?
You gotta go with a hot ho ho mint mocha. It's our kind of twist on the peppermint mocha, made with real white chocolate, peppermint on top. Just would be perfect with fireplace, fuzzy blankets, lit Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh!
And then Elf flame.
That sentence alone.
Some of that caramel corn.
That sentence you just said alone is enough to put people in the Christmas spirit. All right. Faith Flynn is here. We're going to keep her for a couple more minutes after a very short break. We're going to play our Hallmark trailer again in case you didn't hear it. And we want Faith to hear it because she likes those kind of movies. So she's agreed to stick around for a couple more minutes. We will be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. This is a Thursday edition of Nightlight. And Eric from Lodi says, he says, the Godfather of Green Bay. Faith, have you seen a movie called The Godfather of Green Bay?
I've not.
Okay. This is one of our regular texters, says Godfather of Green Bay was kind of a rom-com. Just saying. I mean, it's no The Giant Spider Invasion, but it's a good watch on a Saturday night. Thank you, Eric. And that's how, this is a movie I made, Faith, years ago. Tony Goldwyn is in it, Lauren Holly, Tom Lennon. And a lot of people that saw it after it came out said it's like a rom-com for guys. And I thought, oh, that sounds like a great new genre. And, you know, a lot of people saw it. It did okay. But I think I really thought I would clean up. But you might want to check that out because Eric's got his finger on the pulse. Wouldn't you say, Conrad?
I would say so.
He's got a lot of knowledge about show business. And thank you for watching the film, Eric. I'm sure I'll get a check for 3 cents in the mail at some point that I appreciate because every little bit helps. But thank you for the text. All right, Faith. So what we do, as you know, on this show is talk about movies and TV. Are you binge watching anything right now that you could recommend, like TV wise?
Right now, I mean, I'm just about to start Game of Thrones. I read the books. And this is another cliche. So I'm really excited to start that. All my friends have been recommending The Bear. I have not started it, but I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with The Bear. And if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, I'll just tell you, I am not like a medieval guy. I don't even like those when you go to have the 7-course meal and the knights ride in while you're eating. But it is good. It's very addicting. And I watched like every season within about 3 months. So if you like the books, I'm sure you'll like the show. Okay, so let me just ask you this, and we want to play our trailer for you, Faith. But what were you doing before Caribou Coffee? Is this your first gig in the coffee racket?
Actually, I was working for just a small real estate firm in Madison. That was my first kind of gig out of school. So this is kind of my first job in coffee. I actually had a dream of being a barista while I was in college, but with COVID, that was unfortunately dashed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say now you're like the barista's boss, right?
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, they know more than me, so.
Yeah. Do you call them baristas when you go in? I never know what, like, at first when I heard that, I thought it was kind of a joke, like, like people that would call themselves like an oil change technician or something like that, but it's a real thing, right? It's like kind of a creative art form, sort of.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they put their heart and soul into every drink. I think they definitely are artists in their own form. If you want to get technical, at Caribou, they're called baristas.
why is that?
But yeah, definitely are baristas.
What's a barista?
Caribou.
Oh, boo. Barista. Gotcha.
It's a play on words there.
How about Carabrista? another thing for you to run up the flagpole, Faith.
Trying to change everything about the company.
Oh, I am making you earn this appearance, aren't I? It's great to have you. You're a good sport. We're going to play our life mark. We're calling it a movie trailer for you. Tell us if this is something that you would be interested in watching.
Okay.
Life Mark's Very Melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, The Christmas Shoes.
The holiday spirit is alive in the little town of Port Denmark, Wisconsin. The picturesque streets are lined with Christmas lights and good cheer. And Christmas cheer is teeming in the people of Port Denmark and in a very special pair of shoes.
Honey, these shoes were handed down from your great-grandmother to your grandmother to me, and now I'm giving them to you. We've all met the love of our lives while we were wearing the Christmas shoes. And if you're wearing them when you're proposed to, your marriage will be full of love and romance and prosperity. You and Derek are so good together. If Derek doesn't propose, I don't want it to be because you weren't wearing the Christmas shoes. Oh, sweetheart, he would be a fool to let you go. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Mom.
This Christmas, feel the love of the Christmas shoes playing all month long on LifeMark. Faith, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If you have to take a moment to gather yourself, I know that's it's sort of a heavy scene. Is that a movie you could see yourself curling up with a cup of peppermint mocha coffee?
You know, I definitely could see it. I thought it was going to go a different direction. Just Christmas shoes always makes me think of the song about the really sad, you know, Christmas shoes the boy buys for his mom.
Oh my God!
So
yes,
I was pleasantly surprised that it was not about that. It wasn't that sad. So I think I would definitely see myself watching that movie.
All right, we will get you some information on when the movie drops so you can check it out. Faith, you're a great sport. Thank you so much for being here and giving us your popcorn pick of the week, which was Elf, a great choice. And I look forward, if that package you sent ever does arrive, if the Uber Eats guy ever finds our station. Either way, I thank you very much for coming on the show tonight. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too. That's Faith Flynn from Caribou Coffee. Check out Caribou Coffee. It's kind of like the dark horse in the race. You don't hear a lot about it in some markets, but it's great coffee.
I mean, the first time I tried it, I was like, okay, this is already better than anything I've had at Starbucks.
And I'm not just saying this, folks. They don't advertise with us. I love, part of the joy of flying for me. I always liked when there was a Caribou Coffee at the airport. On the text line, Jim from the 920 says, the house hopping. I love to see the people, but not too long. Then on to the next house. He says he doesn't like going from house to house. He says, add in the lousy weather. It's just too stressful. Totally agree with you, Jim. Thank you for the text. And Bridget says, I love the holidays. It is a busy time and you have a lot of planning, shopping, cooking. But what I really dread the most is when they end. Wow. She totally turned that into a positive. That's really impressive, Bridget. Now I feel like kind of a heel for even asking the question. All right. We will be right back with our friend Logan Rogie from Travel Wisconsin. He's going to keep us posted and tell us what we should be doing as we get closer to Christmas. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live at WRCE in Richland Center, an entire hour of the Ewing brothers, Brady and Brandon, sports, life, outdoors, and more, and Peter Rapine. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.